I'm talking today with Prudence Van Alten. She is a local educator. She is actively involved in the theater scene. She has been working in theater as an actress, as a director, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
For years. And Prudence is also one of my dearest friends here in town. And I'm so glad to be talking with you today.
I'm thrilled.
Except we have coffee in front of us.
I know. We love our coffee chats.
That's all right. That's all right. So just to kick off, I really was thinking, and, you know, those of us who get involved with theater, usually at a young age. So is it safe to say you found your way to theater at a young age?
I don't remember a time I wasn't doing it. Yeah. If that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. You were born in New York.
Born in New York, yes. Right. Wow. Outside the city. Lived in off the Hudson and grew up in that Sleepy Hollow, Tarrytown world.
Right. And so how you've been doing theater as long as you can remember.
Yeah, and I grew up in a home
where
were
your folks theater people?
So they're avid advocates and goers, right? Mm-hmm. So I grew up in a home where Shakespeare was just recited, you know. And we went to all the things.
Right.
We went to all. So, and I grew up being told that I was going to be on Broadway and that I was going to be living in a townhouse. And my dad would be going to the Mets games and living on the second floor and then come see me in my shows.
Wow.
So that was.
It was all spelled out for you.
It was spelled out for me. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. You know, I actually used to think, I found a thing I made when I was in maybe third or fourth grade, and it was, I imagined I was going to be an actor and a teacher, even like in third grade.
Yeah, so I used to come home from school and then play teacher to my imaginary study. I remember this so vividly. So I would take my homework. And
right.
Like, the homework would be the paperwork that I would give out to my invisible students. So actually, every imaginary game I played, I think I've actually done in real life, except bank. I've never worked at a bank.
Wow. Never worked at a bank.
Because I used to take all the papers, you know, like the deposit slips and all that. And the post office never worked. My mom would bring me, we would just snag them.
Right.
And then I'd play that at home.
That's so funny.
And also all of my stuffed animals had price tags. So like my room was a store as
right.
well.
Right. So did you like stage things in the yard? Were you like Chekhov,
yes,
putting on plays in the neighborhood?
For sure. For sure. Well, it was just me.
I just love that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. I mean.
So just you and your imaginary,
yes,
friends.
I had a lot.
Well,
I had so many customers.
I kind of love that.
I do, too. I keep telling my girls, I'm like, you don't need me to play with you. It's called.
Right.
Imaginary.
Has been imagination.
Hello.
Imaginary.
That's what
people.
I did.
That's fantastic. So I'm assuming that you studied theater too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me a little about that. You went for acting, right?
Yeah,
I mean, That was like your focus.
Yeah. So I started like really going after it. I went to Interlochen Arts Camp in Michigan,
mm-hmm,
Travis City. Beautiful place.
Sure.
If you've never.
I've been there. I performed there.
You did?
Yeah. Did I never tell you
that? No.
I performed Christmas Carol there.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
In the it would have been the fall of 88 or 89, something
amazing.
Like that. Yeah, it was
amazing.
Beautiful.
It's so beautiful up there. So you had to. So I was big in all my school stuff, right? And then I auditioned. I had friends who had went there, so you had to audition to get in. I was lucky enough to get in, and I was a musical theater major. And wow, that's where it really like hit me.
Yeah.
I walked into this room and everybody was the best from everywhere. And it really was the first, like 15-year-old me was thinking, oh my gosh.
That could be sobering too.
It was.
Yeah.
It just like, wake up. There's so much talent and you're just one person.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, we both work at tech and we both work in theater and, you know, we've both had students who have come. They are the bright, shining star of their high school program and suddenly they're here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild.
It's a little chilling.
It's chilling and taught me so much, but made me, I never stopped wanting
it.
So, and I'm just so inspired by all the talent I've been lucky enough to be around. So it keeps me going, if that makes sense. And I only hope that I'm part of that group, right?
I love that you mentioned that because I do think that those two things, I think, yes, classwork can be very helpful, but also working with other actors and watching them work and how they develop and stuff. I think
for sure.
Such important in the, you
huge,
know, just your process.
Huge.
So we're going to take a very short break, and then we come back. I want to talk a little bit more about your work on the stage.
Ooh, awesome.
Thank you so much. I'm talking today with Prudence Van Holten. So, Prudence, you work with lots of young actors in this community.
I do.
You get to teach them. You get to direct them. What's that like? What was it like for you going from an actress to kind of, as they used to say in where I went to grad school, on the other side of the desk, where suddenly you're in the director's chair or you're in the teacher's chair?
Well, you know, what's exciting is that I feel very confident in what I have to say.
That's good.
Like, it's actually made me really, I think, become a better actor,
mm-hmm.
Helping other people,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I've caught myself in doing shows, coaching myself as I would have coached, as I'm coaching my students. Like, mm-hmm. I'll get caught and I think, what would you say to your student right now?
Oh, nice.
And so then I'm like, come on, you got this,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love this craft and this art so much that actually teaching has just, it's the craft itself. So,
yeah.
It's not just about being a performer, like
right.
A great piece of theater wherever I'm at. On stage, off stage, if it's the play that I want to do, right? It doesn't. I just want to be part of it,
right?
Right. So, I find that teaching has really grown my passion for it. If there could be more passion for it,
yeah, because it has. You enter it from a different perspective when you're encouraging other.
Yeah, it's not just about me.
Right.
I find that, and I often say this. I'm like, remember, you are in service. What is the story? And why does it need to be told? And what is your role in it?
Right.
And, you know, I think we've had this discussion. Yeah. Why do this play now?
Like, yeah.
When I bring students scenes, there's something about them, right? That I'm like, I think we could work on this. This is a role you should look at.
Yeah.
And I try and just open their world because there's something in them that I'm like, this play would be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think as an actor, it's so important to learn where you would be good, right?
Yeah.
Like why you should be picked for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it teaches you so much about who you are.
Right.
And I think that kind of came a little bit late for me in my, well, not late, but you have to know who you are because that's what gets you cast, right?
Right.
And so I love kind of promoting these students to like, let's find out who you are.
Which I think for some students is really hard.
It's very difficult.
And it probably was hard for me when I was 18 or 19 years old, sort of. I mean, I've always been a little bit of a quester like,
right.
To figure it all out. But I just see that with some of the students today.
Oh, I feel like so many walls are up.
Yeah.
And whatever's been happening socially and politically in our climate over the last several years has really shut people down.
Sure.
And I'm kind of like taking a sledgehammer to some walls. But when they're open, when they trust me, which
right.
I feel like I do get there.
And that's
there.
A huge thing, trust,
yes.
is gaining their trust.
Because yes.
So many of them are just, they're just not sure. They're so, they've been so afraid of so many things. And when we can, you know, when you can break through that.
Right. And I'm so thankful to all the teachers that have, you know, and it wasn't a smooth road, which is the
right.
other thing. Like, yes, we're going to have difficult days in class and I'm going to push you and you're not going to want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly why we're going there. Right.
Yeah. Like,
and as an actor, I've realized that coming at the other side of things
mm-hmm.
that like, oh, that was really rough. And I had a meltdown that day. But
right.
oh, my gosh, look at what happened.
Yeah.
Right. Which is part of being an artist, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's, yeah, finding that balance. And I like that you mentioned, too, just understanding yourself is so important.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so important in anything, but boy, in theater it is.
Well, because
key.
The only reason you're being cast, right, is because of what your energy brings to the part.
Right.
Right? Like, I like the way you play Romeo.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Your Romeo, the way you are, is so, ooh, you just
And to have
this
an actor
thing.
Then maybe go, so this person sees me as a Romeo?
Right.
Which
exactly.
Can be very stunning too.
Yeah. And I have a tendency to put things on pedestals, playwrights,
right.
roles,
sure.
plays, what have you. And so as a teacher, it's really cool to kind of check myself while I'm helping someone else. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about work on the stage with Prudence Van Alten. So Prudence, let me ask you this about being an actor. I wrestle with this a little bit. I'm 100 years older than you, but I am wrestling with this right now. But how does acting change over the years for you from when you first started to now?
Well, your confidence. I think the longer you do it, the more confidence you have, right?
And okay.
then back to what we were discussing, I think the more grounded you become in what you have to offer,
right?
You are just more in your body and your voice, and you can, the biggest thing you can do as an actor is just make a choice, right? You walk into a room,
right.
make a choice, make a decision about the character.
Yep.
Find a way to connect to the character in a personal way. At least that is for me, what I really strive for.
Right.
And just go, right? Because the worst thing you could do is like, that's not where the director wanted to go, but you
sure.
opened something up and then also you really made a decision.
Right. And a good director will see this is working or maybe add a little of this to it.
Right.
You
right.
know.
So you're not tiptoeing. You
right.
just kind of dive in.
Making a bold choice.
And with who you are and how you see it. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that answer the
yeah,
question?
No, it does. It does. I think one of the beauties, one of the things I've always said about theater, and I say this to my intro students all the time, is I got into theater at a fairly young age. I was maybe 13 or something. And theater has never gotten boring for me in 50 years.
Right. I mean, there's
always... how many things can you say that about?
Right, because you also enter different stages of your life where you can see things and characters.
Right.
What they're going through, you can see it because you've either lived through it or
sure.
you're at that place where you can look at it over, you know, you can see it in a different way because it's just a heightened way of looking
yeah.
at life, right? Like we
yeah.
make, this is a phrase I always use, we make the ordinary extraordinary.
Ooh, I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we put a magnifying glass to the human experience. And so you can just go deeper and deeper into things.
Yeah.
I think some of my students might, Prudence, can we stop working this beat? No.
No.
There's so much more in there.
Well, and one of the things I've loved is those moments when actors get it. And particularly
live.
When they realize they've gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they come out of a scene going, that was good, right?
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I also always say if you walk off stage and you didn't know what just happened, that's because you were there.
Yeah.
You were present, right? You were actually living your character's experience. And yeah, you weren't you. So the magic, it's called magic for a reason, right?
Yes, I know. I've worked with many theater people, though. It's funny. I know a number of theater people who bristle a little bit at the word magic, but I've always believed there's a magic involved in it.
Oh, I for sure believe there is a magical thing that happens to you doing a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you step
and you
into
just
it.
Kind of, yeah, and you embrace it.
Yeah, because also you walk into rehearsal, and my great teacher, William Esper, always said, you leave your stuff at the door.
Right.
And this is your time to just focus on the play, the character, whatever. That stuff is waiting for you when you're done.
Yeah, and why not embrace it? I've said this to students too. Why not embrace the fact that for 2 hours, you can leave that stuff out
right,
there.
Right, exactly.
And it'll still be there. But you can just be in the world of this character and the struggles and the trials and all of those things, which is really exciting.
Right, and you obviously have to love humans and life in general, I think, to go into this.
Right.
There must be something that intrigues you about the way people live that you want to go deeper, right? So that's what we're doing. We're looking beat to beat why we do the things we do.
Yeah, I certainly that's always been a big part of it. I'm fascinated with why people do what they do. And that's what theater is all about, is figuring that out or at least shining a light on it.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, well, this is cool. So real quick, we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you. So what's next? What are you working on next?
Oh, geez. I'm kind of in between space. Yeah.
I mean, you'll be teaching this fall.
Yeah, I'll be teaching
you'll
in the fall.
You'll be back in the classroom this fall.
I'll
great.
Be back in the classroom.
But you don't have a specific play you're working on right now.
No. But I have a pile of plays by my bedside.
We're going to have to change that.
I think so. I got a lot of reading to do.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. Reading's so important, to read as many plays as possible.
I couldn't agree more. I do. I encourage students all the time. Well, Prudence, this has been great. Obviously, you and I could do an hour-long show.
Oh, for sure.
Very easily. But this was fantastic. I was so grateful for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. We'll talk soon.
Sounds like a plan.